was by and large a sombre mood. I mean, people were reflective, people were sad. Some were there out of curiosity, but I want to believe a majority were out there to mourn the death of one personality and the founding father.
What about some reports suggesting that there was some kind of heckling which was directed at some senior members of the Ugandan government who were present at Kororo?
When Prime Minister told the gathering that the president was unable to be there because he was attending some other state duties, there was some loud heckling from some sections of the crowd.
Now, you talk about the president being absent. How could he possibly do that when he is on record saying that he is promoting what he has characterized as national reconciliation by agreeing to honor the late president, Dr. Aporo Milton Obote?
Commentators here always knew it was going to be very difficult for the president to juggle between some of the things he has said in the past about former President Obote and the calls for reconciliation that his government has adopted after Obote died. And I think to some it was no surprise that while he attended yesterday's special session in Parliament to honor Obote, he was at Kololo today. And I think it's going to remain, that in itself suggests that we still have quite a long way to go before we can reach meaningful and real reconciliation.
Given what, of course, as you say, he has been saying about the late President Obote in the past, one has really to give him credit for coming out and at least trying to bring about a sort of national reconciliation. But do you really think that reconciliation can come about as if it was either an incident or an event, or is reconciliation in fact a process?
Reconciliation is definitely a process. It is in our words, it is in our deeds, it is in our actions. And I think the government has done too much talking about reconciliation and probably for now very little about meaningful reconciliation. I must, however, give the president credit. I mean, very many people who I've talked to think that for once, yesterday, his speech, his eulogy was very much statesmanlike. He tried to avoid going into mistakes of the past, and he tried, even if it wasn't that long, to give credit to Obote for his contribution to Uganda's independence and development in the early years.
What about some who say, on the contrary, the president was, after all, very, very briefly at Parliament, and that in their view, he really seemed to be trying to be all things to all people? Some have been, in fact, saying pandering, really, politically, to both Buganda and the Lungi, where Obote, of course, comes from.
Yeah, you could definitely see that in there. I mean, on the one hand, the president is aware that Obote remains, even in death, very unpopular in Buganda. And in fact, many members of parliament and even some ministers from Buganda did not go to attend that session because they have been warned by their constituents that whoever went there, you know, would not get into parliament. So I think the president was trying to juggle between appeasing the Baganda on the one hand and, of course, appealing to the vote in the north, where, especially Lang, where he has been unpopular in the past elections.
Now, given that 60 members of parliament out of 70 from Buganda did not attend the parliamentary ceremony, what do you think it's going to take, really, to bring about genuine national political reconciliation in Uganda?
Well, I think it is going to take more than just words. It is going to take a political system in which people can live harmoniously, even when they support different political parties and things like that. What has been happening in the current version of reconciliation is where people who belong to different governments come back to Uganda and they have got to be forced to support their movement to show reconciliation. I think until we reach a time of dialogue where people who are opposed to this government can still come back to Uganda and live with their different political views, we can't really talk about reconciliation.
Is this a reconciliatory gesture from President Yoweri Museveni limited to the remains of the late Dr. Aporo Milton Obote, or does it also include, for example, people such as Dr. Chiza Besigye, who of course ran against him 3-4 years ago and who I understand are scheduled to be returning to Uganda next week?
The government has said it is actually serious about reconciliation and that the gestures that we have seen over Milton Obote are in fact not limited to this moment, and that exiles who have not committed any crimes are free to come back to Uganda, and that people like Kizza Besigye are definitely free to come back to Uganda. And we're hoping that when he comes back next week, they are going to live to their word, that he won't be in trouble as some have feared.